Seattle-based soccer star Hope Solo says she did not commit domestic assault. The goaltender for the Seattle Reign and the U.S. national team says the truth will come out when she has her day in court. Meanwhile, on Monday evening, the president of the U.S. Soccer Federation announced that Solo will continue to play with the national team until her case is heard. NFL players have been suspended from play while allegations of abuse against them are sorted out. So what's the difference here? My colleague Jeannie Yandel spoke to ESPNW columnist Kate Fagan about the Hope Solo case. Fagan says Solo should face immediate suspension.
I come from the standpoint that people in everyday society, if they had been arrested and were going to face a court date, that it would be within an employer's rights to put them on leave until their court case was settled. And so I think that's what I would expect U.S. soccer to have done. I think we've seen some of our other major sports leagues take stronger action against domestic violence. So obviously that's the point of view I'm coming from, but I did read the statement from U.S. soccer that they're going to wait for everything to play out and certainly take action if Hope is found guilty. I feel like given the current climate of sports right now, that it would be a step in the right direction for U.S. soccer to not have Hope be a distraction in the meantime.
You've been talking about the climate of sports right now, and recently we've seen a couple of high-profile cases in the NFL. Ray Rice with the Baltimore Ravens was indefinitely suspended after being videotaped punching his then-fiancée and knocking her out. Adrian Peterson has been in the news. He was with the Minnesota Vikings for child abuse allegations. Is it fair to make comparisons between Hope Solo and, say, Ray Rice?
I mean, I think that's a really squishy area for our society to be in right now. I think that the reason that the media and people have been so passionate about this issue in the NFL, about talking about this, is because the NFL has 56 domestic violence allegations on the books since Roger Goodell took over. And that's a reflection of a larger domestic violence problem in the U.S., where 85% of domestic violence victims are women. And the NFL is a billion-dollar industry. It's a cultural icon for us, and there's so much change that can happen if we examine the NFL's admitted shortcomings in awareness of domestic violence and punishing domestic violence. And it's been a long 2 weeks, I think, for fans of the NFL, certainly for the male demographic in the NFL. I think when we stop and now we all of a sudden realize, but hey, there's a female athlete who's facing domestic violence charges, and there's this false equivalence that's happening. That's like, that says that what's happening in the NFL and what's going on with Hope Solo are equal. And at times it can feel like people saying, like, okay, let's focus on Hope now. And, you know, women commit domestic violence too. And that's certainly true that women can commit domestic violence, but the epidemic in our society and the numbers show that 85% of those victims are women. And we're talking about institutionalized sexism in sports and how little coverage there is for female athletes versus male athletes. There are so many nuanced issues that go into it that I think that once we get distracted from talking about how we can help change society through what the NFL is going through and all of a sudden shift our spotlight to Hope Solo, I think that's a mistake. And I think certainly actions have consequences, which is why I've written that I believe U.S. soccer should suspend Hope Solo. But I don't think that Hope Solo is indicative of a problem with U.S. soccer when it comes to domestic violence. I don't think Hope Solo is indicative of a larger problem with female athletes committing domestic violence. I don't, you know, so there are so many things that the NFL allows us to address in society, and I don't see those same things playing out in the Hope Solo case.
You're talking about all the nuance that's involved in having a discussion about the NFL and Hope Solo. And in the column you wrote, you said we should just stop talking about Hope Solo and this case altogether. Why is that? Why do you think we should stop talking about it?
Well, to me, it's a red herring. I think that it's a way to divert attention from the core problem in our society, which is that domestic violence is underreported and underpunished. I think that the NFL is a mirror of what goes on in society. In the NFL, to this point, domestic violence has gone underpunished. We don't have data on underreported, but certainly underpunished. Those 56 players I mentioned earlier with domestic violence allegations, they received a total of 13-game suspension. That is less than a quarter of football for each domestic violence allegation. So for me, to turn our spotlight now on Hope Solo and take any attention away from the NFL, which mirrors society, and maybe we can get somewhere in raising awareness about the reality of domestic violence and the numbers behind domestic violence and the failings in our justice system, which is outside of the NFL. And all of that, we can get somewhere when we examine the NFL. And I think every minute we spend talking about Hope Solo is a minute where we don't get where we need to get on the social issues that we can move forward through looking at the lens of the NFL.
Kate Fagan is a columnist for ESPNW. She spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Last night in a blog post, Solo maintained her innocence in these charges. The soccer player says the truth will come out when the judge hears her case. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.